And a very good Sunday morning to you. Again, this is Local Issues, Real People, a public affairs broadcast from Piedmont Communications. I'm your host, J.D. Slade. We have a lot of fun in topics that we discuss on this program, but every once in a while, we got to turn back the page because we've got to get into some problems that we have in our society. And one of the problems that we've got is the opioid addictive problem, drugs in our society. And we're going to be talking about that, and I've got a great guest with me this morning. She is Shelley Burnham. She's executive director of CARS. First off, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here today.
I am so glad because I've really wanted to do this show for a while. What exactly is CARS?
CARS stands for Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, and we're a local nonprofit, 501c3, and our mission is to bring restoration to lives destroyed by addiction. Any addiction, not just those struggling with drugs or alcohol, and we're there to help the entire family.
Again, you've got some statistics that we're going to talk about, and if people will listen, they will hear that this problem is not getting better. It is actually getting worse. So tell me, how does CARS get you together, get it together?
Well, one of the things we do is we offer support groups, providing meaningful supports to those affected by addictions and for their family members so that we can walk alongside of them. So we have a group called Restore, and it's a faith-based group, and it meets weekly. We have meetings in Culpeper County, Rappahannock County, and Madison.
Oh, good. So there's a close location to somebody.
That's right. And I recommend that if you know someone that needs to get to a meeting, you bring them. You come with them. It's an open meeting format.
Again, we're going to be talking about this a lot. So if somebody wants to get in touch with CARS, how do they do it?
The best way is to go to our website, and that is herestoreswithans.com. Herestores.com.
I love this. I really do. I'm enjoying this conversation already. Okay, so we restore. What do we do after that?
Well, we're also working to bring a home to the area because, as we know, there's drug problems and we need some extra housing, some extra beds. And so we are working to bring a long-term, faith-based drug and alcohol recovery area to the women, for women, in our region.
I'm going to go ahead and get into this because it was a while back that I was talking with some of my police friends. I did not realize how serious the problem is in this area with opioid. And of course, you've got the arrest, you got the opioid crisis itself, and you got the bottom line, the deaths. What do you got on me on that?
Well, that's right. So as far as opioid-related overdose deaths in Virginia for this year, according to the Substance Abuse and Addiction Recovery Alliance of Virginia, the statistic is currently at 1,241. And this was posted on their website, and it's not up to the minute, so I'm sure that number's low.
Again, the point is, though, is that it's happening too often, and this is the way, of course, CARS is going to get involved. So, of course, you want to get this home because, unfortunately, and it may sound sexist, but women are the biggest victims in some of these and opioid problems.
Well, when we first started talking about getting a home, someone asked us, is this going to be for men and women, or who are you going to start with first? And we had to go back and assess that situation and collect some data. And we found that women are underserved in our country when it comes to drug and alcohol recovery homes. There are more homes for men than women.
Again, and the other part of it is that some of these women are, well, they've got dependents. And that's what makes it hurt so bad, because you've got young people depending on people who can't be depended on.
It's very difficult.
All right. So you got your get your home. So you're fundraising. How are you doing your fundraising?
Well, we do need funds in order to provide these services and bring this home.
I want to make sure people understand that CARS Restoration is a 501c3. So that means that if you make a donation, it is tax deductible, and they can use all the help they can get, because this is definitely a project that we need to put our fingers on.
That's right. And most everyone knows somebody that's been affected by this.
That's the sad part about it. Just like everybody knows somebody who's old, everybody knows somebody who has a problem.
Right. So for fundraising, we have started the July 4th Freedom Car and Bike Show in 2021. And we have been bringing the bike show on the 4th of July to the community every year since then. And that has been a lot of fun, seeing old cars that have been restored that reminds us of the CARS ministry that restores lives.
And that's the other thing, because, you're appealing to Well, probably your demographic is right there. They love old cars, and more often than not, they've usually had a little extra disposable income and got themselves into trouble.
Well, you know, that's right. And so it's a great family-friendly event for people to come to the 4th of July car show in downtown Culpeper and see these wonderful classics that have been restored and have a good time together, but also learn about what Cars is offering for our community. Being there and letting people know, having this awareness event, brings folks right up to us who immediately open their heart and they didn't know there was a place that they could turn to for faith-based help.
I enjoy talking with you because it's like I'm listening to you and you've got this calming effect. And I think that's exactly what Cars is about, getting people to understand that it ain't so bad. We can get through this.
Right. We want people to know you're not alone.
Now, one of the things that you had recently, well, here in the last year or so, Korn is one of my favorite groups. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's okay.
Love me some Korn.
I'll love you anyway, JD.
All right. But you had Brian Welsh.
Yes.
From Korn in October 22.
It was. It was a little while back. And it was a great opportunity because when Brian came, he shared from his heart his own personal struggles with drugs and addiction and suicidal ideations and how this affected his marriage and his family, especially his daughter, his lifestyle. And not only did he share his heart with our community, but he gave them hope. And he also helped raise funds for Cars. He personally pledged $10,000 of his own money towards the mission. If our community would come forward with $10,000, he would match it. And he did. Our community has been there helping us every step of the way. We have such a generous, caring community.
One of the things that has kept me around here for more than 20 years is because of that very fact. This community does care. And whenever I've asked anybody in the community to do something, whether I'm trying to raise toys or whether I'm trying to raise food, they come through in a pinch. And I'm just glad to hear that Cars has been able to benefit from the generosity of this community.
That's right.
All right. So, listen, you also do things like chili cook-offs and so on and so forth throughout the year.
That's right. It's going to be fun. Now, do you like yourself some chili?
I love me some chili. Sometimes chili doesn't love me, but...
Well, there's lots of different kinds of chili out there. So I really appreciate when the community comes together and works on bringing forth a fundraiser on behalf of Cars. So Gourdvine Baptist Church in Rixieville, out on Eggbornsville Road, they have decided that they would like to bring the community together, host a chili cook-off on October 12th. That's a Saturday. And anybody can bring any kind of chili they'd like.
It is a gastronomical delight.
It's going to be good.
Again, when is that?
Okay, it's going to be Saturday, October 12th, and chili arrives at 2 to submit your entries. And what they're doing is they are giving away prizes for first, second, and third, and People's Choice Award.
Now, I'm going to say something else about this area. I'll tell you what, people can cook here.
Can cook. I'm telling you, we got some good cooks.
I mean, you know, so if you want to taste some really good chili, you got to go out to that event for sure.
Well, the nice thing about this is that they have decided this will be a free will offering, which means that you can come and participate and give whatever you can give towards the Cars Ministry to be a part of the day. And not only is it going to be a chili cook-off, but it's going to be a cornhole tournament, too.
Now, there again, you hit it right in the way. Good cooking and cornhole, man.
It just doesn't get much better, does it?
Hey, there is a good afternoon for you. So you're going to have the cornhole tournament, too?
Yes, and that's going to be great. And it's the chili cook-off at Gourdvine Church in Rixieville on Saturday, October 12th. Reach out to the church. You can contact Philip, and that's Gourdvine, Gourdvine, BC at gmail.com. Reach out to them or reach out to me directly, and I'll get you in touch with the right people.
All right. Now, there are other ways to, of course, support the cause. You can volunteer, on their website. Tell them about that. It's like, because you can always use volunteers.
Well, volunteers are the heartbeat of what keeps us going because we can't do it alone.
Exactly.
We only have one paid staff member.
Wow.
And we have lots of work to do.
Okay, so somebody's got wants to roll up their sleeves and help you out in this, tell them how they can do it.
Okay, so you go to herestores.com, and right there on our website, you can volunteer, you can sign up, and you fill out a form, and you let us know what you'd like to do, or you can reach out to me directly. And can I get my phone number?
Absolutely.
Okay, 540-445-1733. 540-445-1733. And you can call me or text me, by the way.
The reason that I say, yes, you can give your phone number, because we are Americans and we are generally lazy. It's like, we don't really want to have to go on peck, peck, peck. It's like, if the number's right there, let's do it.
Just call me.
October is coming up. As a matter of fact, by the time this program airs, we will be in the month of October. But that is also Substance Abuse Prevention Month.
Yes. And I think it's great that we have dates and times set aside so that we can talk about these topics. So National Substance Abuse Prevention Month is designated for the month of October so that we can raise awareness and support for education that helps prevent substance abuse and addiction. You know, substance abuse in the United States affects more than 40 million people.
Again, you know, when we were talking before we started to do the show, it's like the statistics are staggering, and people, they tend to get lost because they just think, oh, okay, that's a number. But the numbers are astronomical.
I have some more numbers. In Virginia, the total drug arrests that were had occurred in within the state in 2018 was 74,196. That's drug arrests in Virginia. And then adults in Virginia that have been diagnosed with a substance use disorder has been 498,929 in Virginia.
In Virginia in 2018, and that means that those statistics are probably out off the roof, off the chart by now. But the thing of it is, what it is pointing out is that there is a problem, and we have got to grab the bull by the horns. There's no more ducking our heads in the sand like an ostrich. We have got to come out and do something about this, and that's what CARS is about. Remind people how they can get a hold of CARS.
Please go to our website at herestores.com. And if you like to get on Facebook, it's He Restores VA. We post everyday events there, things that we're involved in, community awareness events. And we are part of the Rappahannock-Rapidan Health District. So you know that covers five counties in Culpeper, Fauquier, Madison, Orange, and Rappahannock.
I want you to hear this, ladies and gentlemen, because this is an organization that has one paid employee. Gladhead.
So across our community of the Rappahannock-Rapidan Health District with five counties, we're operating three recovery groups. So our groups are called Restore. And so those are in Culpeper, Rappahannock, and Madison at this time. And we are working with organizations that might be interested in helping us expand into Fauquier and Orange as well.
All right, so now with everything else and the connotations for the month of October, Mental Illness Awareness Week is October 6th through the 12th. This is another, it all goes hand in hand with CARS Restores.
It all goes hand in hand, and that's why we need restoration.
You got that in there. I knew you would, yes.
And we don't want to leave out the component of mental illness. And so October 6th through the 12th, being Mental Illness Awareness Week, is again a great opportunity to talk about what's going on, to seek help, seek resources, education, and trainings. And so our organization, CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, it has a long acronym that's sometimes hard to remember. But if you turn it around and go backwards, I'm going to explain it to you. We offer services that bring restoration to those struggling with addiction, and it's Christ-centered.
Puts it all together. Works out for me.
Yes, so we have the groups and meetings. We have activities and events and fundraisers, but we also have resource support. So when it comes to Mental Illness Awareness Week, come to one of our recovery groups. We'll help connect you.
Remind people where those are, please.
Okay, yes. I definitely would like to talk about that. So what we do is we partner with local churches. They allow us to use their facilities. They help with volunteers. It keeps our costs down.
And you got to keep costs down, especially when you only have one paid employee.
That's right. So Restore Culpeper, we meet on Monday nights at 7 at Mountain View Community Church in Culpeper. In Rappahannock County, we meet over at Reynolds Memorial Baptist Church Thursday nights at 7. And then over in Madison, we meet at Rapidan Baptist Church, again, Thursday nights at 7. And these dates, times, locations, and contact for each group are on our website at herestores.com.
And you're going to go over those again before we end this program. All right. You know, there's a word that I really hate. And I shouldn't say that because that's a strong word. But the word is stigma. People are stigmatized by some of the most foolish things. You know, again, drugs is a problem. It is not a victimless crime. Again, there are, and people get stigmatized because they may have made a mistake. My pencils all have erasers on them because I make mistakes. And when you make a mistake, if you are intent to try and get better at it or to do better, this is why I happen to have this show going today, because nobody wants to wallow in scum. They just don't.
That's right.
And so, you know, again, giving somebody a lifeline or giving them a hand to help them out can do wonders. And it'll do wonders for you as well. I know, because I have done this work before, and it is rewarding. Sometimes it is sad, but it is also rewarding when you finally succeed and somebody, you finally get through to that person. So, again, we're talking about National Take Back Day by the DEA, because there again, more drug problems, we can get rid of some of them.
That's right. National Take Back Day is going to be October 26th. And the good news is, across our region, we have Take Back Day locations at police departments and pharmacies. So that information will be on our website as well. But National Take Back Day is a day that encourages the public to remove their unneeded medications from their homes as a measure of preventing medication misuse and opioid addiction from ever starting. And you just dispose of your medicines. They don't ask you where you got this or how long you've had it or anything. It's a very simple and easy process.
And we've all got them. We've all got those pill bottles that have one or two pills in them that we didn't finish off. It's like, this is where you go. Take back days. Again, go to the website, herestores.com. And, of course, they will be able to show you where you can go and take those drugs. All right, so let me see. I love that. All right, on Facebook, you're at He Restores VA.
And I don't want to forget to talk about Red Ribbon Week.
I'm sorry, yes, Red Ribbon Week, which is October 23rd through the 31st. Why?
Well, that is every year. And the reason that that happens is that it's an ideal way for people and communities to unite and take a visible stand against drugs by showing their commitment to a drug-free lifestyle through the symbol of the red ribbon. So we encourage you to wear a red ribbon October 23rd to 31st. Now, this helps to start the conversation. We were just talking about stigma and helping to reduce stigma. Helping to reduce stigma starts with seeking support, educating yourself, sharing your journey, and being willing to talk about it, because stigma is shame. Shame causes silence, and silence hurts us all.
It really does. You know, again, truer words were never spoken again, but it all does start with a conversation about, well, and they're difficult conversations. I'm not telling you these are going to be easy. They're going to be hard conversations, because you're also going to get denial.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get, I have to hide something.
Right.
You know, again, I have to keep back. I can't let go. And until you get that magic key, it's like, you know, again, you're still going to be stuck in the same foolishness. My guest this morning, Shelley Burnham, Executive Director of CARS. What again is CARS?
Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services. And, you know, JD, there's a lot of different ways for people to get help and a lot of different ways to recovery. We offer a faith-based approach.
Again, it's like over the years and as I've gotten older, yeah, I've come to find that faith is necessary, because I can't do it alone. I cannot do this alone. So it's like I have help, and I pray every day,
yes,
to give me the guidance to be able to do it. So,
yes,
you know, I can understand. How did you get involved with CARS?
Well, thank you for asking. And it's not an easy topic. Like you said, people don't really want to talk about it. I started at Restore meetings in 2017 when someone close to me was affected by addiction. In fact, you have had on your show before Ed and Gloria Long from the Living the Dream Foundation.
Absolutely. I remember them well.
And they were the first ones that I heard about that had a family member that was affected by addiction. And I went to them and I said, I need support. And they said, check out Restore. And that's how it started for me. So I got involved with Restore because it's a support group for families as well as those that are struggling. And I wanted to know how to help my my person that was close to me. And I was then, over time, invited to be part of the CARS organization and get this going. And I came on board as a founding board member, and we began CARS and approached it as a nonprofit 501c3 with the idea that we needed to bring a long-term recovery home to the area and continue to offer support groups. So I volunteered for 2 3-year terms, and during that time became very educated about the topic. And with 30 years of experience working with nonprofits, a year ago, I was hired as the executive director.
And you're doing a wonderful job, because your expression of what you do and what this organization is about, I'm enjoying this a great deal. This is Local Issues Real People, and I thank you for being here on this Sunday morning. Okay, you've got lots of organizations that you're tied to and that you're associated with. What are some of those?
Well, thank you, because we are offering a vital resource and we are bringing a positive community impact, but we know we cannot do it alone.
Absolutely.
And so we work with collaborative organizations, and because we know that getting involved with everyone else that's a helper in this region is so essential, so that we can help when they want to refer someone to a faith-based organization, and we can get training from them, such as from the Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Services or the Virginia Health Department. They offer training, and I work with Kathy offering Narcan training. And NAMI, that is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We have been to their meetings. They have our resources. And so a lot of these organizations that we work with not only are local, regional, and state, but federal.
We know that this is not a problem that's going to be solved overnight. But if we can just make some dents in it, if we can just so that we can see the progress, do you see progress with this?
I am so touched to report that we are seeing progress. One of the great benefits that we have had in our community has been what the Encompass group has been able to do with the C Center. And we've partnered with them in such a way that when they offer opportunities with public awareness, we've been able to be at their event offering resources, say, for example, to veterans or Black Balloon Day. And we, if we cannot help people, we refer them to them. But also there's the recovery court program that occurs, and we see positive responses from that.
For those of you who do not know what recovery court is that it is a court that is held that will, of course, judge how you behave and how you follow the guidelines as to whether you can limit time or reduce time on a sentence that you may be facing.
Right.
So again, everybody is trying. Everybody is trying, because we don't want this problem.
That's
we
right.
don't want this stain on our society. Okay, so what do you see in 5 years?
I see our numbers improving with less folks caught up in addiction and dying. I see the CARS home helping women be restored and learning to stand on their own 2 feet again and become productive members of society with hope and healing.
The CARS home, I want to talk about that before we get out of this. It's like, you know, again, this is an ambitious project. Where are we in the idea and the formulation of this?
We have signed a contract. We have not gone to closing, but we are working diligently. We've been fundraising this since we became for this, ever since we became a nonprofit in 2018. And we are going to have a press release at the right time, but it is on its way. This has been a calling and a desire to help serve people and meet the needs.
One of the reasons that I wanted to do this show is because I've lost over a dozen friends thanks to the scourge of cocaine and fentanyl. And it's a tough subject. It hurts me every time I look at it. And to find out that my community is deep in the throes of this, anything that I can do to help alleviate some of this is what my purpose is. So again, I thank you for coming on the program and remind people again how they can get a hold of CARS.
Thank you so much.
And what the acronym stands for, because we want to make sure we get that out there.
Yes, and talking about this is your way of helping the community. So thank you for being willing to talk about it.
Not a problem. And if you need my help any in the future, okay, you call me. I'll make it happen.
All right. So CARS stands for Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services. And we are bringing restoration to lives destroyed by addiction. We're here to walk alongside you and your family members and offer you hope. And we do that with our Restore Recovery meetings. Also, people call us, meet with us. We have peers that reach out to one another and stay accountable with each other. And so there's a lot of different ways that we are reaching into people's lives through our Restore Recovery ministry in partnership with local churches. And we're working to bring a long-term home to the community. If you want to find out more information about the events, activities, groups, meetings, resources, and connect with us, go to our website at herestores.com. That's he restores with an S.com. And I'm going to give my phone number again.
Right ahead.
That's 540-445-1733. Check us out on Facebook. We want you to like us there.
Again, like them on Facebook. Again, but this is just such, it's an ambitious project for our community. And it's like, and we're all getting involved in it. So I'll give you one more shot to go ahead and make your plea.
Okay. Please come walk alongside of us. Join us with where we're working. We definitely need volunteers, and we want to partner with our community. Help us to bring this long-term home to fruition. Help us in our recovery meetings. If you need help, come to a meeting. Check us out at herestores.com. Check us out on Facebook at herestores VA. And if you would like me to come talk to your church, your civic organization, or a group that might be interested in getting involved, reach out to me. I'd be there.
It is not an easy subject to approach, but once you get into it, it's like it can be so rewarding. Shelly, thank you so much for being on the program again. And if you need my help or anything, you got carte blanche with me.
Thank you so much, JD.
And that is Local Issues Real People for this week. If you've got an idea for Local Issues, I'd love to hear it, just like this one. All you have to do is email me, jdslade@wjmafm.com. For Local Issues Real People, I am JD Slade.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and coworkers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.